Welcome to The Walking Dead with three stupid guys. We have five stupid guys here tonight. How's it going, guys?
It's going pretty good.
All's well.
Crunching the numbers and doing the math.
And we have Nico's here. He joined us. Was it the finale last season?
Yeah, finale. And I came on and we bashed Walking Dead and I brought negativity to this show.
Well, I think we all bashed. None of us liked it, I think, right?
Yeah, none of us liked it. But I'm ready for to bounce back and have a nice positive energy show.
We've had what? This is the second episode we had this season. Did you like the first one?
No, I didn't like the first one.
Didn't like the first one, okay.
I didn't like.
You didn't like the zombie slaughter?
No.
Nico didn't like that Carl didn't get Bo's eye shut out.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was really, like, that bullet, just that was like the least valuable player last week. Like just a half an inch more toward, or maybe Michonne for stabbing the kid, but I'm ready to be done with Carl. I just didn't like that at the end of the day. It was like, oh, we're gonna stop the zombie apocalypse with teamwork.
That's you didn't like the fact that he turned around and said, "Dad," you didn't like that part?
No, he's there holding his hand. It's very like Lifetime movie of the week. It was not good. They just killed off every other character that no one cared about, and I guess it was fun, but I don't know. I wasn't a fan of the premiere. I liked the second one, I think, considerably more, and I have good things to say about it even
though. All right, that's perfect.
All right.
Yeah. I have mixed feelings, but certainly some positive ones.
All right, again, we're going to do a recap. You guys jump in whenever you want. You can interrupt me whenever you want. I don't care. Russ, you still with us?
I am.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I was gonna say I did not like this episode.
Oh,
all right,
okay.
Then you can leave.
Wow.
No, okay, good night.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Wait, so Jack, are you letting us know that you liked it? Is that your...
I thought it was okay. I didn't hate it. There's a certain scene I thought was stupid, but I'll get to that when we get to that scene. I just thought it was...
Yeah, like it might have involved water.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous. It was just stupid. But, I'll get to that when I get there.
We may disagree on that then, because I loved it, but we'll get there.
Okay.
I didn't like it because it was like fast forward again.
Not enough food scenes for you.
No, it was just kind of like the whole RV scene that happened, back in the first half there.
But now we know how Rick got out. He just went crazy and started killing zombies. That's how he got out of it.
Teamwork.
Yeah.
there's no I in teamwork, but there is
sounds,
an I in Rick.
This is slowly starting to resemble Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder. That was before that was after my time, I think. That's a kid show, right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. We can.
They're always promoting teamwork.
All right. Well, we'll have Bob the Builder on next week. So this one was entitled "The Next World," and it starts off. This is the reason why the episode was good. It starts off with Boston's more than a feeling, and anytime you have Boston in any show, any movie, it's a hit. So I like Boston, so that helped out. But I noticed that Rick was putting a notch in his belt, like he's lost weight. So I don't think they're eating as well. What do you think?
Oh, interesting take. I don't think I put that together. So in other words, he was trying to make it tighter because there weren't enough holes.
Because his belt, he's losing weight, so he's got to put his belt. Because I found out on The Talking Dead, it's 2 months later.
Uh huh.
So and they kept saying how they're going out, and they weren't finding. You know, hopefully today they'd find some food.
Right.
That's the only thing I get from him putting the belt in the belt that he was.
Well, and Eugene mentions the food crisis thing as well.
Right.
So, right before they go out. So
I wasn't really listening to Eugene. I was watching the faces of Daryl and Rick because they just kind of, they were kind of looking at him like he's. But we'll get to that when we get there. But I noticed there's a picture of Carl with his eye out, with the baby. What's the baby's name?
Judith.
Judith.
Yeah. So anything with going on with that scene? Then you hear ball bouncing. Carl's bouncing a ball. Is that
mainly
part
the
of therapy?
Photograph. I was thrown by the photograph. I'm like, whoa, whoa. Like, obviously they're showing the passage of time because there's a photograph there.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was. So well, Aaron must have taken this photograph because he's the professional photographer.
Yeah. Well, they can't get food, but they can get film.
They can get film and they can process photographs. They have CD players. They just don't have food.
Can't get food because that's the important thing.
They can rock out to Boston and have hot showers in the morning.
You can't go, again, Boston, that's a great song. Would we all agree?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
We can all agree on that?
I mean.
Yeah, I like Boston.
So there you go. Russ even likes Boston. You're more like Boston Market though, right, Russ?
Like Boston Burger.
Okay, can we ask you what? Is this something we can repeat?
Isn't there something called like a Boston Butt or something like that?
Okay,
it's a Cleveland steamer.
I think we can move on from that.
We'll get to the cow patty section.
We'll get to the cow patty section later. So Carl's bouncing a ball. Michonne needs toothpaste. He wants spearmint and baking soda is her favorite. So Michonne's moved in, I guess.
Well, I think she's always lived there.
Has she always lived there?
Yeah, she's always lived there. She just lived downstairs, I think.
Yes, sir.
Anyone
they
think?
They talked about that on Talking Dead, I think.
Well, now she's moving on up.
Moving on up.
Okay, then we see Denise talks with Daryl. She needs some pop, but Daryl doesn't know what pop is. Now
I thought she said pot the first time.
Yeah,
I thought she said pot luck.
Well, I'm guessing Daryl would know what pot is.
That's just true.
True. All right, so where are you guys from, Nico? Do you guys say pop or soda?
Soda.
Soda.
Like civilized humans, yeah. We say soda, we say Pepsi, we say Coke.
Yeah, Matthew, what do you guys say? You guys say, do you even have soda there in the Midwest?
Well, I can at least speak for being from Ohio, because Denise apparently claims that she's from Ohio, and this is right. Like an Ohio thing. I don't know. Whatever. Pop, soda pop. It's both.
Mike?
I don't know.
No, I follow the lead of my hero, Marty McFly, and I say, give me a tab.
Give you a tab, okay.
Yeah.
And Russ, in Canada.
No, I'm a civilized person. I say what I want. I say, give me a Coke, give me a Pepsi, give me a Sprite. It's not that hard to say, like, the name of what you want. I don't know.
I will always say Coke no matter what. Even if I know they have Pepsi, I say Coke.
Wow, you're that guy.
I'm that guy because mainly I want to hear him say, oh, no Coke, Pepsi.
Oh. I'm the opposite. I say Pepsi when I mean Coke.
Really?
And then they always get to tell me, we don't have any Pepsi, we just have Coke. Is that okay? And I say,
but
yeah.
To me, I'm an old... Old Saturday Night Live, you guys have seen the sketch. No Coke, cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. No Coke.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I make them say it. Because then inside, I'm laughing. No one else
dance, going on monkey, dance.
No Coke, Pepsi. Anyway, Russ in Canada, what did they say?
You know, where I'm from, they say, like, Coke, Pepsi for, the French way, and that's
they're
it.
They're French, yeah.
Huh.
They just have seltzer water.
It's combo order.
Just classy drinks up there.
Yeah. And then we have Eugene gives Rick and Daryl a list, and he goes on about his agricultural supply list, and he says everything's hunky-dunky. I think that's what he said.
Hmm.
Do you guys like this scene?
I love when Eugene's on camera.
Yeah.
Any minute I can get Eugene is he's my favorite character on this show.
Really? So you'd be upset if he got killed. If say he got shot in the eye and died, you'd be upset.
Yeah, I'm off the show. I'm done.
that's your breaking point.
That's my line. Don't you touch my Eugene. Him and that beautiful mullet of his, that great voice. Oh my God. He's my boy. I loved him ever since he lied about about that stupid military plot. I loved him. I love the guy.
But he's still listed as Dr. Eugene.
He's huh. Doc?
That's what he's listed as, Dr. Eugene.
When was he ever a doctor? He was a doctor when he was posing to be a military?
I don't know. That's what he's I don't make the list, but that's what he's called, Dr. Eugene, whatever his last name is.
It's like Dr. Pepper.
There you go.
Where did he get his degree? Pepsi school?
Pepsi school and Coke school. There you go.
Oh, okay. Coke college.
Sizzling hot beverage talk today.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
That'll make for good reviews. Well, they talked about soda for 20 minutes.
We do like to talk about food.
Consider me unsubscribed.
A couple of burgers in the pocket and we got a whole meal.
Yeah.
The scene did bother me because when he opens up the gate, there's a walker stuck to some spikes by a car. They just got done killing 5 billion walkers. why are they leaving this poor guy? Why they just keep and they just look at him to remind him that there are walkers out there, that they should be still concerned about walkers?
I think this was a set piece. Oh, go ahead.
They do it for a great like zoom out shot for the camera for like the show. Like,
and then a nice callback shot when they come back at night and he's still stuck on that.
He's still
post.
Stuck there. But why not just go over there and just all right? Let's just. I'm tired of listening to this guy whine. Let's just chop him in the head.
See, I thought it was a set piece designed deliberately to shout out to the fact that Morgan had set that up, you know? Because didn't he, like, place all those spikes around his...
He did, but I just didn't...
You didn't like it. It took you out of it.
I mean, I don't care, but it's just... why? It just doesn't make sense. If I've killed all these walkers, and they got...
Now, come on. Doesn't make sense. You're watching The Walking Dead, right?
I get that, but... If you're gonna
we're going to have a lot of not making sense on this episode.
Why take a chance? Didn't we have, what season was it? They were on the farm and Carl didn't get that one walker and he ended up tearing apart Dale. Right?
Good point.
What happens? This guy gets loose and he just rips Eugene and then Nico goes, I'm done. Just because they didn't take that walker off, because Eugene probably wouldn't be paying attention. He's opening up the gate and he's going, all right, Rick, we got to do this. And then the walker comes up and just rips him apart and then Nico goes, all right, not coming back on the show.
Slippery slope. Slippery slope.
So 100%. He could. Why you don't leave any walker alive? You kill them.
I like that you've been working on his accent.
Thank you. As long as he doesn't get killed off by the end of the season, I'll have it down pat. Daryl and Rick drive off. Rick thinks today is the day they find food for the people. This is the day. And then Rick puts in a CD. I didn't know who was singing. Do you guys know?
No, I didn't know who that was.
It was rock. Fast rockabilly.
Is that what it was? Because Daryl doesn't want it. He goes, no, no, no. And Rick goes, I'm doing it. I'm playing it. I don't care.
Well, I thought it set up the fact that they've been doing this. They've been going out on these runs many times. Right. I don't know if they've mentioned it yet, but the law of averages comes up. And so I just think that, like, he's heard of play this CD. He probably wants him to play that Boston CD.
Who wouldn't? Boston's first album is gold.
No, I'm just saying, you know, at this point, Daryl's just like, enough of this song, you
and
know?
I'm saying right now, and I think anyone listening to me will agree, Boston's first album is the best driving album ever. You Ooh. Put it on, you just drive.
Ooh, that's not bad. That's a good list to explore. Driving albums, there's an art form to it. Definitely.
It is. It's just perfect. It has ones where you're just driving, then it has ones where you have to accelerate your car because the song is going faster, like Smoking gets on there. You can't drive 55 or 65, whatever the speed limit is now. You're going to get a ticket. Not that ever happened to me.
I want to bring up a little side question here.
Okay.
Say Daryl and Rick were driving along and they ran into traffic, and they cut along the side to, like, cut in front of traffic to, like, just skip ahead. Would they be horrible people or the worst people ever?
Davey's referencing a rant that I had in my last podcast. He told me on Twitter he was going to bring up.
Don't say anything, Nico.
See, I thought this was people, one of Mike's you know issues.
Wait.
Yeah.
People that cut in line in traffic, that skip ahead and like
they're the worst people ever.
Are they the worst people ever or are they just horrible people?
They're the worst people ever. Because they slow everything down. If you just wait your turn, everything would flow.
All right, so we have Jack here saying the worst people ever.
I hate those people.
Matt and Russ, what do you say?
I'd say the worst because if they would just get in beforehand.
Wait your turn.
And all that, yeah.
All right, Matt, what do you say?
Well, Matt has to wait for the wagons, right? The wagons to...
Wagons.
Midwest. I'm
Oh, yeah. We're still back in the cart buggy days. I hate those people. They drive me up a wall. So, especially you know when you know the lane's gonna end. That's the part that makes me mad.
Yeah, and like, they know. Especially when they're saying lane ends 1 mile away, and they go and they zoom past you, and they're cutting and you don't make the light because they're cutting in front of you.
You know,
I hate those people.
But the best justice.
I'll quickly give my thoughts. When I see that happening, I move my car over and stop those people.
Oh, so you pull a truck driver move.
So what do you think about that, Nico?
A firm line has been drawn in the sand on this podcast. Oh, my God. So the rant that I went on the other day was that I was trying to cut off traffic. I was the guy you all think is the most reprehensible person in the world, and a guy moved over to cut me off so I couldn't cut him off.
And that's a good move.
And I lost it on that guy because I said, who is this rogue traffic cop that is like going out and declaring that now he is the leader of this traffic and he can prevent me from cutting off traffic?
You know what? It was an old man with nowhere to go.
Probably.
Nowhere to go.
Did you get out your rocket launcher and take it to him?
I came very close to. So I was in the car with a few members of my family. I was driving, and all the men in the car were encouraging me to pass this guy out even more and drive on like the side of the highway where the bumps are.
It's hereditary to be an asshole.
And the women were like, relax, it's fine, just wait your turn, like rational human beings. But I said, that's the difference between men and women.
But the difference is testosterone. That's the difference.
It's a pride thing. It's like you can't get one step. And it's like the people, too, that are behind you. Like if you're turning, you're driving, and the person turns, you know, they turn into the lane, and there's no one within miles behind you, and they go like 20 miles, and you have to almost come to a complete stop.
Yeah.
I want to kill those people. I mean, they could be the nicest people in the world. I want to get out a gun and shoot them in the head.
But what about when you're like driving in a cow pasture? Like, are there any rules for driving that?
No rules in a cow pasture, no.
Except for playing Benny Hill nonstop.
I used to have a Suburban. We used to have a Suburban, and I was the guy, like, Mike, screw you. You're not going to hit me. You're not going to hurt me. Boom, I'd block them, and they'd be cussing me out. I'd go, see, I grew up in California, and they started shooting people. So I was less, I said, okay, road rage is real. I'm not going to. Probably Connecticut's not as bad, but I back off now, and I'm not as bad because I don't have a gun.
Jack, Florida's even worse. They eat your faces down here.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
All that bath salts you guys cook up down there. So
I'm risking my life every time I block Nico from passing me.
It sounds like it now. So we all think Nico's a jerk. Did we say that?
Pretty much. Agree. Welcome to the club. Well, you're a stupid guy.
I hate to break. That's been a consensus for a long time. This has nothing to do with my driving ability or how I myself is driving. Wow, this is going to be an awkward podcast now.
He's the guy that you want to ride with, but you never want to ride against.
Right, there you go.
Oh,
well. Yeah, you don't mind if he's getting the one getting screamed at. You just look at the driver like this. I don't know. I'm trying to tell.
but let me tell you, if I ever get the you know, midnight wanting to cook out, then I'm gonna enlist Nico to drive.
Is there a lot of traffic at midnight in Raleigh?
You know what? Everybody in Raleigh goes to cookout because the line is always true. Long.
They do have to have security out there guiding you into which lane you have to go into.
Yeah.
Raleigh's a happy place. Okay, now we have Michonne standing guard. She sees Spencer walking into the woods. She gets down. She leaves her post to follow Spencer going to the... She leaves her post to go follow Spencer. Is that the right thing to do?
Sure. She might as well have gone and cut off somebody in traffic. It's like, leave her post.
Well, it doesn't make sense. She saw him,
you know, driving up to the sign that said, you know, 1,000 feet ahead, go move over. And she's like, you know what, I'm going to follow him. I'm going to get in line there, too.
I'm going to traffic cop this guy.
Yeah.
Well, Michonne, I wouldn't be cutting off because she'd cut my head off. So it wouldn't be, it's not worth it. You don't need that kind of road rage. Maggie comes up and talks with Enid, and Enid's kind of like, is she always this way? It's hard to remember.
You mean a teenager?
Well, she's just kind of, I don't want to go. No.
She's emo Eden now.
Yeah, because, you know, Maggie's saying, hey, everyone's been helping out and doing stuff. You've just been kind of sitting here.
Yeah, she was just writing some lyrics to a song that she wanted Beth to sing.
Is that what it was?
Do you have a sister? A really good singer? I wrote this song. It's a ballad of Alexandria.
So now why don't you just go away? Now we go back to Rick and Daryl. They find a truck with food supplies. It's like stacked. It's like, and Rick's confidence is going to start, but he comes up with this great plan. Hey, we're gonna drive the truck and we'll leave the car here. We'll come back for it later. Now, Why didn't one of them just drive the car?
Yeah, two drivers.
It would have solved the whole Jesus problem.
You're right. It would have.
I feel like that's...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I feel like that is it's a learned rule among buddies that have to drive their friends to mechanics. Like, isn't that like just a – haven't we all understood? Like, if you got to take two cars, you bring one guy along, you swap
right.
him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a pretty common concept. I mean, have they never been to a mechanic shop
before? Well, and they go on runs all the time. You'd think that they would just be like, yeah, let's just drive two. That way, in case one vehicle does break down, it's a brand – it's you know, you just stumbled across this vehicle. It's not like it's I don't know. It's been sitting there a while.
Or if some guy takes your keys to the truck and steals it, instead of having to run after him, you just get in your car and chase him down.
Yeah, but if you're driving separate cars, you can't have like a sing-along in the car either.
Yeah. Somebody once told me.
Well, Daryl could have played his own music. So this scene bugged me right away. Right when I said, I go, come on. But then they stop at an old gas station. They got a vending machine, and they're trying to flip it over, and Daryl has a plan. And then some guy runs into him. His name is Paul, but he calls himself, you know, Jesus. And they pull the gun.
If you're in San Diego, it's Jesus.
Hey, did he have the clipboard?
He did not have it. It's not clipboard Jesus. Charlie Whitehurst. He says he's running from walkers. There are about 10. There's 10 or more. He didn't stop to count. When he gets up to double digits, he runs. He got about 11. Was it 11 minutes, 17 minutes?
11 minutes.
11 minutes.
Whoa, is that one of the numbers?
It was one of the numbers in...
For Walking Dead.
Okay.
And then they have the guns pulled on him, and then Rick kind of has a soft spot for him. He goes, well, my name is Rick. And then he says he calls himself... He said he gave his name, but they call him Jesus.
And his name that was given was Paul Rovia. And apparently in the comic books, it's Monroe, but they didn't want there to be any confusion with the Monroe family from the other... Walking Dead spinoff show.
Okay.
Yeah, so they changed it to Rovia.
All right, let's just go around the table. From what we've seen so far, start with you, Nico. Can you trust this guy? Do we trust him?
Okay. This is the monologue I've been waiting for all night. Okay.
besides driving past cars in traffic.
That's been way too much in my head for the last 2 weeks. I am loving Jesus. Jesus is my dude. Jesus is my homeboy. And I don't mean that in the biblical sense.
Okay, Eugene gets killed, you're okay because Jesus is on the show.
I might be. You know what? If Jesus grows a mullet, look out, Eugene. That's all I'm saying. Like, I am so down with Jesus. Here's the thing about Walking Dead, and I might be the only person or the only fan of this show that feels this way. I love when the show just goes balls to the wall and just goes crazy and fun and nonsense because it's a zombie show. And that's what I want out of my zombie shows. I want fun. I want violence. I want over-the-top story. I'm sick of them taking themselves so seriously with all of this introspective, suicidal. I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
You don't like life.
Not my zombie shows. Like, I have enough drama in my personal life.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, what I'm getting from Nico, and I totally hear you, less Mopey Enid, right?
Oh, yeah, I'd rather have Jesus and Enid, too.
And more, a little bit of sparkle and pizzazz. More rocket launchers firing on a group of motorcycle dudes.
Yes.
You know, and less worrying about what's happening to baby Judith.
100%. 100%. Yeah. I felt that way last episode, too, with the rocket launcher.
But like, you trust him, though.
I don't really care. I mean, I want to trust him. I like the guy. I just find him such an interesting character and, like, much more likable than half of the main cast already on this show. Like, yeah. I would take him over Rosita any day.
Well, is it because he's new?
Oh, I don't know about that now.
Well, we'll brush up.
Are you in a foxhole?
All right, maybe we can lose Denise, but no, Rosita can stay. I'm just saying, like, we've had 6 seasons now of grief on this show. Like, we understand the theme. We understand that death just keeps coming no matter how much you want to fight it, and everybody's sad, and it's a show about grief and war and tragedy. Like, that's all understood by now. Like, let's just have fun with the show. We're running out of ideas. Let's bring on this ninja character, Jesus, that apparently while tied up, like, does this Houdini-level escape, jumps on top. Yeah.
5 seconds.
jumps on top of a moving vehicle and then gets in this Three Stooges fight with Daryl and Rick in the middle of the field. It's great. That's exactly what I want out of this show. I just love the fun.
You just want a comedy now.
Yeah, why not? Sure. Like, I've cried enough for 6 years. And, like, we get it. They killed two children on the first episode of this mid-season, and no one cared.
Look at the flowers, Nico.
Yeah. All right. I'm talking about that scene people cared about, but I'm talking about, like, when we killed an entire family last episode. Right. And no one cared whatsoever.
Should have kept walking. They deserve to die.
Sure. That's how everybody felt, though. Like, that's not even a joke at this point. Like, when we are at this level where we can no longer sympathize, where death has become so numb to us now, where it makes no sense, it makes no, like, thematic sense to be killing off all of these characters. Let's just go in a different direction. Let's have some fun.
All right.
So I'm pro-Jesus.
All right, so Russ, pro-Jesus, anti-Jesus?
I feel all the Daryl fans are feeling that this guy is almost, or if not more, clever than he is now. So I'm kind of a Daryl fan, so I was kind of like, I don't like this schmuck.
But is Daryl that clever?
I think he is. I think Daryl's kind of like, you know, badass, you know? And
well, he is, but is he...
And this guy is kind of like intelligent badass now.
Okay. Mike?
Yes, me. My turn. Rapidly. He, like, his first episode ever in the show, he rapidly made my, like, top three characters right now on the show.
Here, here.
Besides Rick and Daryl, he's, like, right there, number three. I want to see more of him. I want to see, like, join the group. I want to see him, like, become part of the group. I want to see him.
Now, what if it's
funny? He's like, yeah, like.
What is it for the opposite of Lost, where we always hated a character, then they made us like him at the end? What if we like this character, and then three episodes in, we're like going, oh my God, this guy's such a jerk.
They already tried to do that with the wolf guy, where, like, oh, you hate him, you hate him, you hate him. Oh, he tried to save the psychologist doctor.
I had no problem with him dying.
Right.
He's so amazing. He tried to save the psychologist doctor. Oh, isn't he amazing?
So you're into Jesus. Matt?
Oh, yeah, well, when you frame it like that, you know.
Are you too into Jesus, Matt?
Do you accept Jesus as a character on this show? If you do... send money. Support Jane Jack Patreon.
Oh, I forgot to even mention that. So yes.
Before we get to that, I'll just say that yes, I like the character. I'm with Nico as far as like having more of the lighthearted aspects of the show back. I like that, and I think this character will probably be around for a while. I thought the casting so far seems pretty good. So, I don't know. I don't have anything else to add except I enjoyed all the scenes with Jesus. So,
all the scenes.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, even the cow patty.
All right, we'll get to that one.
Okay.
I think we lost Mike. I don't see Mike anymore. He sets off fireworks.
Mike got cut off.
Did he get cut off?
Yeah, he. You know, someone pulled in front of him in that passing lane, and that's it.
Now he's angry.
Yeah.
Well, he sets off fireworks.
He'll get his rocket launcher.
And then Rick and Daryl pull out their guns. They realize, hey, your keys. Oh, my God. He's driving with a truck, and he's driving with a soda machine dragging behind. And that's when I said, oh, you should have brought the other car. You should have brought your car.
Right.
Again, I guess I'm thinking about survival. I always think about this show about survival. You know, what would I do? And I would have brought the car, just for the record. Let's see. Spencer is waiting for a walker, and Michonne kills it. He's just standing there. So did anyone have any clue what he was doing at this point?
Mm-mm.
Like, he just got last week. He was part of the group that killed thousands and thousands of walker. What's he afraid of now? He's just staring. I had no idea what was going on. This scene, this whole thing with his mom, completely. I didn't see it coming. Anyone else?
I didn't really put it together in terms of what he was doing or what his mission was, but I did sort of feel like the walker that Carl ran into was somebody. And it for me, it was either Deanna or it was stupid, murderous, angsty teenager that got killed last time that shot Carl in the eye. Right. I thought it was either – it was one of those two. So, I mean, it was like flip a coin. I didn't exactly put it all together.
Ron.
I had a problem with that.
You had a problem with it?
I did. How many times have we seen over the course of Walking Dead where someone like grabs onto one of the walkers and their arm falls off, or like they just kind of push them and their leg falls off?
We're not there yet though. I'm just saying, but the scene did you see it coming though?
Oh, I thought it was someone that they knew.
Yeah, because we have Carl and Lena walking through the forest. And then we go back to Rick and Daryl. They're running after Paul, come up on the vending machine, and grab a few chips and some Orange Crush. Anybody a fan of Orange Crush? I don't drink
it. Most definitely.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I like the Orange Crush soda. Now,
it's good with vanilla ice cream.
I don't know why I get tripped up on stupid stuff like this. And I guess that's why I like the funness, because the funness that it brings in when the show doesn't take itself so seriously, then maybe I can just kind of be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's a snack machine, clearly. Why would there be soda in a snack machine? Everyone in the world has walked up to a snack machine, and I can't remember one that's got soda.
Well, because you wouldn't want cold chips in a cold. The only way to keep the drinks cold is to keep, you know,
the chips cold.
The chips cold.
Or the soda's warm because the chips are warm.
Now, plus the way it was rocking behind the truck, every time, wouldn't they have opened up and it was sprayed everywhere? I mean, I know he had a little pinch hole in it, but.
Yeah.
No?
He might have tapped the top so it, like, reduced the sizzle.
Yeah. I think it was just broken, so he was just drinking whatever was left.
Orange Crush, they paid for that spot to be in there?
Well, if The Walking Dead didn't make them pay, they were pretty dumb.
I think it was the Denver Broncos. So.
Yeah, it could have been, yeah. Yeah. Carl and Enid read some magazines.
Comics.
Comics. And Michonne and Spencer are walk by. And Spencer, he goes, oh, it's just Michonne and Spencer. It just seemed odd that he wouldn't say, hey, we're over here.
Well, that's their secret love nest, right?
Is that what it is?
I think this is – so the Enid and Carl scene, it's like this is the teenage angst part, you know. This is where they go to hang out. They've been doing this for a while, but
– it's where they go to smoke their pot.
Right. They probably found some growing out there somewhere. But this is where they hang out, right? Maybe they've made out. I don't know. But clearly they've reached this point in their friendship/relationship where she's like, magic's gone, man, you know? And he's just like...
Yeah, you're right, because she doesn't want to come out here anymore. He's like, yeah, whatever, yeah. Whatever.
I'll and I think Carl wants to keep his innocence. He lost his eye. He's been through all of this. I think there's a part of him that wants to keep the innocence. That's what he said. This is what kids do. We hang out outside and go places and break rules. And I think that she, after almost like losing everything, she just wants to stay inside and write mopey lyrics for the Beth song.
It's just Carl and her, right?
Yeah.
But there's no one left at their age. Am I right?
Right, there's nobody left. So, I mean, she's just kind of like, well, I think the preacher guy is pretty hot. No, I don't know.
Gold eyes, right? Is that what you're saying?
The eyes have it. But clearly she's just done, and then he gets kind of angsty, and he's just like, whatever, be gone. Like, I don't know.
Leaves her. He walks away without her. Then they take off, and they find a walker, and she's like, kill it. Kill it! No, we can't do it. And I'm like going, all right, who is this? I didn't guess who it was, and it kind of ticks me off.
Huh.
That's just how I am. So Kurt, he won't kill it, and Carl tells Enid, just go home. So they're done. You tell someone to go home, you're done. Am I right, everybody?
Yeah, pretty much.
Go home. You go home, right? Nirvana song's Back at Home.
Then we come up to Rick and Daryl find Paul. He's got a flat tire.
How convenient.
Yeah.
Convenient that he already changed it, too.
So they sneak up on him, and then Rick grabs him and goes, I don't want to hurt you. Okay, and then he goes off on him. Paul can fight. So from that standpoint, if I'm have a group, I want Paul on my side. And just to make Nico happy, I want Paul to be around for a while.
Now, is this the scene where they pull the guns out and he's like, those aren't even loaded?
Yep. He goes, hey, how do I know you got ammo? And then they both shoot the walker. I thought that scene was funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was hilarious. That was a good scene. I liked it.
It was like a Lethal Weapon movie or something.
It was.
They're
it was
shooting off at the same time. It's like this buddy cop. I would watch the Rick and Daryl buddy cop show.
Yeah.
Much more than Carl and Enid. Like that.
I think Daryl and Rick should be the new Starsky and Hutch.
New Starsky and Hutch. Okay.
Let's do it. No, I'm totally down for that.
And then they just drive around in a box truck too. Like they don't even have a flashy car.
True Detective season 3. Let's get Rick and Daryl on that show.
I thought that was a little clue. The fact that he said, "Oh, your weapons aren't even loaded." I thought that might have been a clue that maybe he's run across other people that have weapons that are not loaded. Like, because Paul seems pretty experienced about the world. If he survived, I mean, he's the Houdini of zombie survivors. So,
and then they tie him up, which I thought was weird, but then Rick makes the biggest mistake. He's trolling around the keys. They're talking. Daryl flips him off and says, goodbye, prick, and all that different stuff. They're giving him a chance. I said, okay, he's probably untied himself by now and is now on the truck somehow. I guessed right, so I feel good about myself. Anybody else?
You're kind of weird.
Whoa.
Well, you asked. I'm saying bullshit. You can get out of the ropes like that quickly, though.
Remember, we're a non-explicit podcast, so.
All right, my bad.
I know you drink a lot of your beer by now.
Easy there, clipboard Jesus.
Nobody died in Star Wars or other shows. I won't spoil anything.
All right, so
Mike just really pulled over and cut everybody off.
Very similar to that scene the other day. Yeah. Very similar to when I cut that guy off. It looked exactly like that.
Yeah. Did you do the Daryl thing too as he left?
A lot worse.
Lot worse. Okay.
A lot worse.
It turned out fine for you, so clearly it's going to turn out fine for Daryl.
Of course.
It was a family of Daryls.
So, Mike, you were saying you didn't believe the scene that he couldn't have untied himself and got on the truck that fast?
Considering it looked like it took him like 5-10 minutes to tie him up. And he got out there in 10 seconds. So I'm saying no.
All right.
But it's all you. Yeah, it's like it's totally believable on a Walking Dead show with zombies walking
I'd be honest with you, I thought it was kind of cruel. Why do you tie this guy up? Why do you need to tie him up? Just hold the gun.
He said that he tied
him
loose.
Well, just hold the gun. Drive away, hold the gun at him when you're driving.
We don't really know the time frame, though. I mean, here we are in episode 2, and it's apparently 2 months later.
Yeah, but what is that? But that was only 2 minutes, though.
Here's the thing, though. What did they let him fix the tire first before they drove away? Because he was fixing the tire when they pulled up on him.
I thought he was done with the tire because he throws the jack back in the stuff in the back of the truck.
Which, by the way, if I was Rick and Daryl, I would just wait for him to finish fixing the truck and then get out. You know, it's like. If you pulled up and he's fixing the tire and he's in the middle of it, it's just like wait for him to finish it and then do it. Because then you don't have to do the work, really.
Right.
You've been running this whole time. Anyway, just logistics.
Okay, then they pull onto a farm and they know he's on top of the roof. Rick stops and Jesus falls off the truck. And this is the scene where – and then Daryl gets out of the truck and is trying to catch him, and then all hell breaks loose. But Nico, you said you loved this scene, so I'm going to let you talk about this scene.
I loved it so much. And I love that the zombies were in the background, just like casually. I don't know, I loved everything about it. I just loved how crazy it was. I just like the cartoonishness of it now, I guess. And maybe that's just my cynical, opinion of the show now, because I don't really care about the character drama anymore. But I don't know. I just found it very just very fun. I don't know. It's a zombie show. It's fantasy. I want fun. You know what I mean?
So you're okay with the scene, Mike?
It reminded me of a scene from Lost when they're driving like in the van, like in that the big field.
Yeah.
But it didn't make sense with what we've seen from Rick and Darrow from like the last like couple seasons.
But my question is, why did they have to? What was the point of Ken?
Rick and Darrow would have killed him like instantly, from like the last few seasons.
But what was the point of catching him? Why'd they have to catch him? Just drive away.
I think they felt they might have been like close enough to their home base that they might have known where he was.
See, I think they were all wrapped up in testosterone, just like Nico the other day. It was like they were revved up. They were like, "Oh, this guy, we cut him off, we tied him up. What more can we do?"
As another guy with horrible road rage, I understand that. I think Daryl just got rattled. Yeah, I think it's exactly what happened. I think
like, let's like, get this guy.
Yeah, you know, screw you. Like,
yeah. But even Rick was like, "Daryl, get back in the truck." But not Daryl. Daryl's chasing after him. So, Russ, did you like this scene?
I thought it was a little humorous. You know, I was looking at it and watching Daryl run around and everything, and I'm going like, he's on a sugar high. All that of course Rick's going to tell him to get out there and chase him down.
Well, Daryl was so bad at tackling, I thought he played for the Chargers.
Just want to
point that out, that he didn't have a good job. But no, then you got Daryl's having trouble catching him, and then Rick gets out and kills all the walkers. I got the walkers, so he's stabbing the walkers. And then Daryl and Paul are starting to fight in the truck. I said, "Oh wait, did Rick leave the keys in the truck again?" So I thought, I thought Paul was going to drive off with the truck again. I said, "Come on, if he does that, I'm done. I'm just done."
We're not even doing this podcast.
He grabs Daryl's gun and he says, "Duck." And then Paul shoots the walker, and Daryl thanks him by punching him in the face. Because you did it with my gun.
Nico, just so you know, there's a running theme right now. Like every week, Jack says he's done, but there's something happens every week.
I'm done. I am done. But it didn't happen, so I'm still here.
Not done.
Then they start fighting. The truck is rolling backwards. And then Paul gets out. He gets knocked out by the door. I said, "Ow, that had to hurt." But then the truck goes into the lake and just sinks to the bottom. I go, all that food wasted on chasing after this guy. The beginning of the episode, you had to tighten your belt because you are not eating, but you had to catch this guy named Paul. To make Nico happy to have comedy in the episode.
That's right. Mission accomplished. I can go on this podcast and talk good about the show.
Yeah, essentially, so they added one more mouth to feed and less food.
Yeah, because your food, all the supplies, bottom of the... Now, could you go out and... Could you swim to the bottom and get it? I mean...
That's what I was thinking.
How big's the lake?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed kind of like...
Or a pond. It was a pond, whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
There's so much intangibles you're gaining with this guy, though. It's like having Peyton Manning on the field. It's like, on paper, like, it probably doesn't work out all right,
well,
but...
Now... After he got hit on the head, his forehead probably did look a lot like Peyton Manning's.
Probably.
He got knocked out, big, big goose egg.
That's exactly right. They ironically both use HGH, too. That's how he's jumping on all these trucks.
How he woke up so quickly.
That's the secret. That's how you're winning Super Bowls at 39.
So Daryl goes out. He got a knocked out Paul, and he wants to tie him to a tree. Rick's like, come on, you don't really want to tie him to a tree. Then you have Roshan and Spencer still walking through the woods, and then his mom comes through. Having trouble reading my writing here. Oh, she comes through the trees.
Walt.
And then he grabs her, right? And I think this is the part you were talking about, Russ. Is this the part you want to talk about?
Yeah. I just, you know, when Michonne grabbed her and was holding her arms, like, I kept thinking, oh, man, her arms are going to pop off, and she's going to lunge out, and she's going to kill her son. That's what I was thinking, and it never happened. I was like,
so you're okay. Mad.
I'm like, okay, all these other walkers, they push around, their arms fall off, like, when they're beating the massacres, they were just, like, pushing them, and they were, like, falling down and exploding. And I'm like going, all right, so why is she so intact?
Well, how long has she been dead?
Well, I don't think it matters.
Well, I think it does matter. I think you decay at a certain rate.
Well, I mean,
right?
It's been longer than 2 months, so she's got to be decayed somewhat.
Somehow she had to get out of Alexandria.
Yeah, so, what has she been doing for 2 months?
She's a leader. She's a fighter. She like they killed 5,000 zombies, but she was the one zombie that survived everything.
I thought I saw my mom when we were killing all the zombies.
Walking by herself. Amazingly.
Well, either that or maybe they, you know, chose not to kill her because, you know, everyone had such deep respect for her.
They were saving her for the second half of the season six.
Yeah, maybe they couldn't. You know,
exactly right.
Maybe, you know, maybe someone, like, let her out or something.
Wouldn't she have been better off, like Mike said, leading like a herd of walkers since she was a leader?
Right. Sure. And no. And she wasn't – she didn't have any visible, like, bite marks either, you know?
No.
Like she, I mean, but
– Well, she was dying of a gunshot wound, no? Or no, she got bit. What happened?
She got bit.
Yeah, she emptied her gun into that whole crowd of walkers that were kind of
better.
And then she let out a big, huge mama roar.
Gotcha.
I really didn't care about her. Whatever, she could have died last season. I need her back.
Well, I'm going to say I like the way he stuck the knife in the back of her head so we don't actually get to see
this.
Finally, you got to see the knife in the back of her head. You're like, you're waiting for that.
Well, to me, I think what they were going for is here's a guy, you know, I know we don't want to get to the whole death stuff, but he's killing his mom.
Yeah.
You know, he's killing his mom.
Being respectful. They can have an open casket now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's what I was thinking. Well, great. Now you can have that open casket.
But, you know, she didn't really look different from her character on the show.
So the actress that played her.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You look pretty good. You look like a zombie.
Yeah. They bury her as his walk. They buried his walker mom. So that's all touching and stuff. And then Rick and Daryl heading back, and I thought it was a funny scene because Rick keeps pulling the car over so Paul will fall on him, and Daryl's not happy about it.
Is that what was happening? I thought Paul was actually awake and just was, like, slumping over.
No, Rick would turn the car to kind of laugh at him.
Oh, okay.
It's all to please Nico.
Again, so great. I love the banter. I just love the charm. I don't know. I just want it to become a rom-com at this point or something. Like I just love cute, fun Walking Dead. I don't know what it is.
Well, no, we haven't gotten to the rom-com part yet.
That's true.
Yeah, Daryl would be the best friend, the quirky best friend.
That's exactly right.
And then you have Carl comes up. He's got Judith. They're looking at the stars and stuff. Then Michonne walks up. And I did like how Carl said, if it was, you know, why couldn't you kill her? Well, if it was you, I'd kill you.
That's so sweet.
I thought that was a nice, you know, nice thing. Who wouldn't want someone to say, I'd kill you? And we know he'd do it because he killed his mom. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I definitely right?
I guess so. It's so charming.
Carl is one-eyed charmer.
What a way to welcome your stepmom into the family, right?
I'd kill you.
Which kind of misery?
It should be.
I wouldn't even bat an eye.
Exactly. But it's like, you know, it's like, hey, you know, it's what you do. I don't know if I'd want to kill my family member. I don't. Like a stranger, yeah, a stranger zombie. But I think it'd be hard to stab, you know, my wife or my kids in the head. I think that'd be tough.
Wow, that's horrible. What a horrible thing to say.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think it'd be tough.
Now, Jack, though, if you did have to kill one...
We've heard stories about people visiting your house and staying at your house for a couple months.
Okay, that one wouldn't be tough at all. I'm not mentioning any names, but I think Mike alluded to it, so we can move on from there.
Okay.
That one would be quite – that's just rude, but it would be simple.
Simple.
In Walking Dead world, it's a compliment. Yeah, you're paying her a compliment.
Yeah, in the real world, obviously, no. I couldn't do that.
But she would be the first. You would help her out first.
Oh, easily. Easily. But she couldn't survive. She couldn't survive in that world. She couldn't. So I was telling my wife and I were doing the Amazing Race podcast, and she was saying how it's a stupid show. I go, okay, when that happens, you're going to be dead. I go, I will survive because I've watched 6 seasons of The Walking Dead. I know how to the do's and not. You'd be like Deanna, hitting people in the chest. Why are they not dying? You got to stab in the head. So you don't hang around me because I'm not. You'll be a goner. Let's see. Rick and Daryl take Paul to see Denise, and they tie him up, which I don't understand why they're tying him up, because he got away the other time. Right?
Fair point.
That seems makes sense.
He's into that sort of thing. Jesus is.
Yeah. So. Then you have Michonne and Rick. They're on the couch. They're talking. How was your day? It's almost like they're a married couple. Well, no, it wasn't because they were talking. They look like they're at least friends.
Wait. Do married couples not talk?
No.
You pretty much sit down on the couch and just like, hey.
Yeah, hey. Okay. Yeah, I'll get it.
I got you some mints.
Yeah. But how many, did we all see this coming?
I think we caught it last week.
Yeah.
We actually started talking about it last week.
Yeah, we did.
And Russ said he hated that idea.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why I liked this episode.
Yeah, so I turned the TV off at that point.
So we didn't see anything to happen after that.
I was like, you know what? This is turning into a soap opera.
Well, I think it's always been a soap opera.
Welcome to the Walking Dead.
All right, let's go around the room. Russ, you're a no. You don't like to see him hook up.
No, you know what? To be honest with you, it pissed me off because I liked Rick and Jess together. I thought they
She's
were
dead.
Be...
She's dead. No, get over it. Move on.
I'm like, come on. Like,
she's
what
zombie
world?
Meat. She's moved on. Move on from that. You got to move on.
Yeah.
So I think you're a no. So Nico.
I don't know if I'm a yes, but I'm certainly not a Rick and Jesse guy. I'm certainly not a fan of that. Like when she got her whole family ripped to shreds by zombies, I was quite happy.
come on, you hated those kids.
Oh my God, hated them. So maybe this is controversial of me. Maybe again, I'm the grumpy old man watching this show.
Driving on the side of the road, cutting off people.
Yeah. I don't like when shows do fan service. I don't like when the fans get what they want. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like to me, the whole Rishon thing, hashtag Rishon, whatever we're calling it, has been, you know.
Okay, I don't do that. So I don't
good.
Do that.
But that chant has been starting to boil for a while. Like everybody has been calling for this for quite some time. And sometimes, or actually almost all the time, when we see these sorts of things on shows, they never pan out. You know, the shippers are trying to get these two people in a relationship. Oh, it'll be so great. And I don't think that fans understand that a lot of times, like, what we think we want to see is not actually what we want to see. So I'm skeptical of if this is the right story decision or if this is just fan service because everybody's been wanting it so bad. I don't know. I'm a mixed feelings. I thought if they were going to do it, though, they did it pretty well. I felt like it was a pretty organic execution of the whole thing.
I agree with that. I kind of agree with you because anytime couples get together, it seems to kill the show.
Yeah.
I like more of the will they or won't they type stuff.
Yeah.
Forever.
Instead of hooking up.
Did you guys watch The West Wing?
Yes.
Yeah, so when there are two characters on that show, I'm not going to go into the specifics of it, but that are in this pretty platonic like friendship for a long time. And it's really cute, and it's a great dynamic on the show. And then in the last season, they put them together romantically, and it's like, ugh. It's like
are
watching
you talking about X-Files?
But, well, sure.
X-Files, too. Every show?
Yeah, literally. Friends?
Are you talking about Friends?
Friends. It's every show that does this. It never turns out well. The fans want it so bad, and it doesn't.
Don't even get me started on Friends. Ross and Rachel should have never ended up together at the end. That was the
Spoiler alert
on a show that just had a must-see TV.
No, but the show, The West Wing, I agree with Nico, because it was almost like brother and sister.
Right. I was just about to say that.
Even though they had that flirty banter going back and forth, I like the fact that they never hooked up. And
yeah,
then at the end, when they did, it was like, oh.
You know what was the one show that I was glad that they never had the two
Here we
strong
go. Mash.
Male
Mash
and
talk.
Female characters not hook up? Was was MASH with Margaret and
But they did.
They did hook up.
No, they kissed.
No. Yeah. They went all the way.
No way.
Yes, they did.
They were in a foxhole.
They're in a foxhole. Yes, they did. Remember the bombs were going on, and they're like, ah!
Yeah, well, they just kissed. They
oh, that's all you saw because it was the 70s or the early 80s. They did the deed.
Yeah, but they didn't, like, carry it. So they hooked up one time, if that.
But they hooked, but you just said they never hooked up.
No, I'm saying that they, like, didn't put them in a relationship. Like, you know, like, they're just texting buddies, you know? Like, hey, come over, you know?
Texting buddies, huh?
Yeah.
Back in the Korean War.
Yeah.
How come I didn't
LOL, know? OMG, these bombs are loud.
Send me your Snapchat.
No, okay, you know, I'm just gonna.
They didn't make it like the, you know, after that, they never did again. So, you know, they could have gone in that direction, but they didn't. That was good. I was happy.
But we never saw the rest of Aftermath. So, I'm sure that occurred on Aftermath.
Hey, Nico, just so you know, MASH was a show born, like, it was on TV 30 years before you were born.
Never heard of it.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Who's that? Who's that?
It's a total TV show about mashing pop culture references together.
Oh, that sounds like my type of show.
They would mash like Tinder, and OkCupid.
The song on MASH was written by Smash Mouth.
Somebody wants to
tell me. It was like a 2-year period where like TV Land was my channel. And I would watch, I maybe seen 20, 30 episodes of MASH.
That's it?
Yeah, probably.
I've seen each episode probably 20 or 30 times.
Yeah, I know.
That's like 1/16 of the entire, not even 1/16, like 1/32nd.
216 episodes, 220.
Yeah.
It was on forever.
It's that's not on Netflix or anything, is it?
It is on Netflix.
Hopefully not.
It is on Netflix. No, the first three seasons are gold.
Yeah, even the fourth and fifth, yeah, even though Jay doesn't like to admit it. But I mean, if you don't like the first two seasons, you're just not a human.
Then you don't like comedy. You should go back and watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah. You should go back. Okay, I just want to weigh in on the Rick and Michonne thing.
Okay.
I liked it. I liked the fact that it went there. And yeah, I was fine with it. I was like, okay, cool. Let's see what happens with these two characters, these two crazy kids. I would rather the story progress as opposed to staying in this nether region, so I was okay. And Rick is, I don't know, I like Michonne better than I like Jesse, so, you know, I was kind of like, I don't know, I just didn't like Jesse's character that much. I was kind of, when she died, I was like, yes! Now Michonne can move in for the kill.
Well, did you guys see The Talking Dead?
Yes, sir.
I did not.
Nathan Fillion was on there, and he pointed out that anyone that hooks up with Rick dies.
Yeah. What if Rick dies? How about we just like kill off Rick? Like I don't want to say kill off Michonne, but I don't think they can both survive for too much longer, right? There's no way that there's just going to be this happy relationship with Rick and a character on the show.
There's well, no Michonne's got the double cross of being hooking up with Rick and also being a black character, because black characters don't survive long on Walking Dead.
That's true.
I thought you were going to say that when Jesus came into the room, I don't know. I don't know where you were going with it. Never mind.
He
appeared at the end because he was just like, hey, leave enough space for the Holy Ghost.
If I'm ever in bed with a girl, the last person I want to walk in the room is Jesus.
That would be awkward.
That would be pretty awkward.
Yeah. No, we're married. We're married. It's okay.
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, good stuff, though.
So I have to ask, do you think they messed up on the timing of the episodes, though? Do you think that was supposed to be the premiere episode of the last season? And do you think where Carl lost his eye was supposed to be the finale of the first?
We kind of touched a little bit on this last week's show, didn't we?
It just seems like it would make sense, like more like the 2-month like gap.
Yeah.
I agree.
My whole argument, I think, last week was the fact that I wish that the key moments that happened in last week's episode was in the season finale, and it felt like the parts that of last week's episode that were kind of spotty, like why are we wandering? We're taking a moment to just talk in a group, and nobody's all these zombies are just passing by, and okay, now we're gonna keep going. Only to get to this point where we're in the dark, and then we execute this. It felt like all of that should have taken place I don't know, just sooner and more in the season finale. So I'm kind of with you, Mike, in thinking that maybe the timing could have been better.
It would have made more sense with Rick losing his girl 2 months ago, and then, like, hey, he's got 2 months to recover. Oh, now hook up with Michonne.
But it was 2 months before he hooked up with Michonne.
Oh, well, I'm saying now it's, like, last week to this week.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's a lot quicker.
What's the appropriate – but what's the appropriate amount of time? Once your somewhat girlfriend that you never got along with, her kids – dies in a horrible accident, and then her son accidentally shoots your son's eye out. I mean, it's like everything ended badly. He needed
24. Yo, it's 24 hours. Maybe if you cut off her arm, maybe 48 hours. You might like wait to call up a Michonne.
I think it's a day for every sibling of the person that dies. You have to wait.
All right, so we got 72 hours here.
Right, sure. So, give or take.
And he waited 2 months, so I think that's enough.
Yeah.
But 1 week time in our lives.
Our lives.
That's all that matters.
Okay.
We're one week-to-week podcast here.
All right. Anything else you guys want to add about this episode as I try to speak?
Next week looks like it's going to be pretty good.
Don't spoil anyone.
That's what they always say.
I'm interested to see where this is going now. I think I'm kind of back in. I mean, I hated the premiere, and now I'm a little more optimistic, I guess. I just think, I don't know, the days are numbered for Michonne.
Well, I hate to tell you this, Nico, but Paul and Eugene kill each other.
It's like some...
Sorry. That's
they get
what
into
happened.
A duel. So,
Enid,
like,
no, Enid like, kills them both.
Road rage incident.
I
Paul
like,
tries
I,
to cut
I,
off...
I, I like
Paul, tries off, Paul tries to cut off Eugene in, like, a car. Horrible things happen.
You do not do that to me.
That is a great voice. I want to fall asleep to that voice.
You're a weird man.
I'm trying to grow out a mullet, but...
Yeah.
If I could, I would. I would.
Yeah.
I'd be like Gallagher. That's all I'd have. I'd have the Gallagher hair.
Right now, it's just business all around. No parties happening here. So.
All right, guys. It's now 2:01.
Yeah.
Don't mention it on the podcast.
What, you don't want to go into food talk hour two?
We could do food talk for two. But, Nico, you want to give your information out to anyone who wants to follow you on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook?
You know how to cut in line in traffic?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you
pointers.
Nico's Road Rage podcast weekly.
Yeah. If you want my profanity-laced rant about me cutting off someone in traffic and him being a traffic cop, as you know, go to nicoempire.com, nicoempire.com. I do lots of podcasts every week, and it's a fun time, and hope you listen. And @FunnyNicoTweets on Twitter.
And Russ, you
hey,
have
he does a live show every week.
A live
Monday
show
or Friday,
week.
I think.
We'll see. We'll see how long that goes. It's
because he cut off the radio host.
As of now, yes. But NicoEmpire.com for all that business.
Well, thanks for joining us. I'm glad you liked this episode. Glad we had you this week than the first week. Well, first week we were going to have you. We were scheduled. We talked about it, but we couldn't decide when we were going to record.
Okay. Yeah, it's all cool.
No, I just want to say, it's a lot more fun when you hate the episode and you can trash it.
But
no, the people that make comments on the episode, like on our podcast, hate that, but it's a lot more fun to broadcast on that.
Well, I think we're honest with towards the end of last season, Nico was on that last one where I don't think any of us liked it.
Yeah. But I mean, even the fun stuff that like happened in this one, even though we weren't trashing it, I think there's still like, I find that Benny Hill video like...
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
No, I haven't.
Okay, go find that scene. It's on our Facebook page. Someone posted it. It's you know who Benny Hill is? I know you're young.
Am I showing my immaturity?
He was on MASH for a long time.
He was a doctor on MASH. No, he was a British comic.
I think it was earlier than MASH.
It's probably one of the earliest British shows they would show on TV over here.
Okay.
In the States. And back in the 70s and 80s. But he had this music every time he'd do these kind of sketches. And they have it set to that scene, and it's hilarious. It makes sense. the scene where they're running through the cow pasture.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got to check this out now.
Yeah. I'm putting the link in our chat so you can check it out.
There it is right there.
Awesome. Yeah.
Much funnier than this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Which is...
I don't know. We were pretty good tonight. But mainly because we had Nico.
Thank you, Russ.
It was the beverage talk, man. It was all that.
So next week, we all got to drink beer, right?
Let's do it.
Russ, are you still there? Did you fall asleep?
No, I'm here.
Wow. Good job, Russ.
Yeah, power nap.
No, I did the whole thing. No glitches, nothing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's perfect.
One day, Russ will just get a logo for, like, his, like a hamburger just for his, like, logo.
Russ, you can take a picture of yourself on your phone and put it on, and it could show up as, when it says Russ, it'll show a picture of you.
Okay.
And for more tips and advice.
I'm still trying to figure out how to do Twitter.
Yeah, I know.
For more tips like and advice like that from Jack, check out Jan Jack.
You can go to Patreon. Jan Jack at patreon.com/Jan Jack. You know, I'm doing 4 podcasts a day, and this I think only the second time we've mentioned it.
Oh.
We haven't talked about it at all. Patreon.com. Yeah, I'd like to thank Zach Tokyo and Eckhart Richter. Glatfelter, thanks for being special Patreons. But you can go help us out. Go on iTunes and give The Walking Dead with 3 Stupid Guys great reviews because we've got a few bad ones.
Yeah, it helps balance it out. Law of averages.
Nico, you got Amazon if you want to go to Amazon. Help out.
Yeah, if you want to shop Amazon on my site, that's great. If you don't want to, that's fine.
We can't do that here, so go ahead.
Yeah, go for it. Amazon.NicoEmpire.com. There you go.
For some reason, we can't do it here in North Carolina.
Ugh.
Too bad nobody lives in, like, North Carolina besides you.
Yeah, I just...
Wait.
Didn't we ask you guys... Did I send that out?
You know, that's something for after the show. Okay. Let's wrap this show up.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Great show, kids. One in a million.
I think we should end it with a little Smash Mouth.
Go ahead, Russ.
Sing it, Russ.
Oh, no, you don't want me to sing it.
Yeah, you're right. We go.
I'll stop the broadcast now.